But we're going to turn our attentions to rugby league now. What a win for the Sheffield Eagles last night. They beat the Hunslet Hawks, destroyed the Hunslet Hawks 54-10 on the road. And we're joined on the phone now by the Eagles director of rugby, Mark Aston. Mark, what a fantastic victory that was.
It was, Rob, yes. Just what the doctor ordered after a bit of a disappointment last week. And, you know, we started off a bit scratchy in the first 40 minutes. But the second 40 minutes, we blew them away and scored over a point a minute. So really, really pleased with the second half performance.
As you mentioned there, it was just the kind of thing you needed, wasn't it, after the disappointment in Blackpool?
It was. And, you know, we were a little bit embarrassed and a little bit upset with ourselves last week. And the boys have knuckled down, trained hard. There's been a few warm truths and people, you know, just got their heads down and got on with the job in hand. And we brought Kyle Briggs back and Michael Knowles, which both had a massive influence on the game as well. So, you know, it's good because it shows a little bit of confidence coming back. And we haven't had any rhythm and momentum in this game. And certainly in the second half last night, there was a bit of that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that second half in particular, because at least looking at the half-time score of it being 6-10, it seemed like a pretty close contest. So what did you do in the second half to be able to sort of put some distance between yourselves and Hunslet?
Yeah, I think the first half, you know, laid the platform for us, if I'm honest. We were tough, we were physical, and that was a tough win for us to play into in the first half. We did the hard work there and really punched a few holes in them, and they started to tie just before half-time. We scored a couple of tries just before half-time to take us into lead at half-time. And then just after the second half, we scored a couple of quick-fire tries as well, which took the game well away from them. And we just carried on with that vein after that. And there was some great rugby played, some great tries scored. And Menzieri scored four of them, which is always nice. I think Menzieri now has racked up 150 tries in something like 190 odd appearances for Sheffield Eagles.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you specifically about him, with him getting the four tries. Just how well did he play? And as you're talking there about the success that he's had at Sheffield, you know, how much respect does he deserve for that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Menzies has been playing with jabs in his ribs for the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, he popped his rib cartilage and has been really, really tender. And he probably hasn't been to the standard that he sets himself. But certainly last night, we give him the ball nice and early, and he does what he does best. You know, he gets galloping, and you know, there's not too many people who want to put the bodies in front of him to stop him. But he's had a massive influence, you know, of the club, and you know, the nickname of the jukebox comes from when he played in the World Cup against Australia, and he was a big hitter, let's say, and put a bit of fear of God up for some of the Australians. So he's come over here and set it alight, and we're delighted that he's had it along with us, and you know, I'm sure he'll be staying for a few more years as well.
So when we look at the table now, you've kind of solidified your position in third, haven't you, with a victory last night. Just how comfortable do you feel in that position right now?
Well, as long as we keep playing well, and you know, I said all along, if we can win the next three games, which one of them were last night, we'll play Batley next Friday and then Whitehaven the Saturday after, I think, you know, we're going to be in control. The destiny is in his own hands, as I've said for a while, is that if we keep winning, teams keep, you know, finding it difficult to beat, and we just keep winning and getting the points, then, you know, we can come out and finish probably third. And if we could beat Lee and Pete Bradford, who we've got to play again, then we could probably finish higher than that. And that was always the objective at the beginning of the season. It's still in our hands, which with there's eight games to go, to still be in control of that is pretty impressive.
What is going to be the key thing then, as you want to finish the season in the right way and take some momentum into that? You know, what do you want to see from your team? Is it just to sort of see that consistency that we've perhaps saw from, you know, you move the Dewsbury game at the start to one side, but after that you were very, very consistent, you were getting the results. Is that the kind of thing you want to see in these final eight then?
Yeah, and that's the key to us, you know, building in to the last eight games before we go into the next challenge for us, which will be the middle eight. So we've got to get the consistency. And, you know, I saw some of the glimpses last night of the Sheffield Eagles of old, with the confidence and throwing the ball about and everybody pushing and scoring the tries, cue back with a couple and things like that. So, yeah, it's just the consistency. You know, I think the last month or so, they've been, you know, they've been feeling the pressure a little bit. And, you know, it's down to themselves. I've never doubted that they can play. I want them to play with a smile on face. I want them to express themselves. And if they do that, you know, the season will look after itself.
How proud are you? I mean, there's still a lot of rugby to be played, Mark, but when, you know, Lee and Bradford, I think most people expected they were going to be strong this year. To have the Eagles right behind them in the table ahead of some teams like, you know, a Featherstone, for example, a Halifax, a London, you know, how pleased are you to see your team above those sides?
Yeah, well, again, last year we were a little bit disappointed because the 2 years previous we'd won the grand final, and last year we only got to the semi-final. So we did a bit of recruitment. Stephen Thorpe came in, and Tony Tonks and a few others have been brought in, and certainly added to that. And that's, you know, the consistency needs to come back. And, you know, I'm immensely proud of the guys, you know, set themselves an objective to get in the top four. We're there now. We want to stay there, and I'm sure they can. And, you know, they're a good group. You know, there's still more to come out of them. We want to fetch some of them Super League teams back into Sheffield as well, because, you know, that is a dream, that is a vision. No stadium on the horizon. We can fetch Super League back into Sheffield. It'll be a massive achievement for our club and obviously for the city as well.
Is there any further news on that, just while we've got you here, Mark, in terms of a new stadium?
Yeah, the new stadium's going ahead, you know. The school is nearly built now, and that opens in September. They're telling me hopefully by next August we'll be in the new stadium. But, you know, I'll see it when it's there. You know, I can talk about it a little bit more. But that's what I've been told. It doesn't matter when it comes, as long as it comes, because it will be home of Sheffield Eagles, and something we've never had.
So while you've played last night, and a lot of the other teams are playing tomorrow, aren't they? Just to finish with here, are you going to try and get out to a guy? I think Batley are playing Featherstone, aren't they? They're your next opponents. Do you go and have a look at them? Do you kick back? Do you maybe take a few days to yourself here, Mark? What are you going to do?
Well, we're training in the morning. So the boys had a tough night last night and a great victory, but we're in tomorrow. You know, we're upping the ante a little bit, because it's that time of the season where, you know, we've had a bit of a tail off, and now it's time to pick it back up. So we're in tomorrow for a couple of hours. If I get a chance to go to the Batley game, I probably will. If not, the nice thing is now that, you know, we have this Vimeo where I can get every game on my computer and watch every club every week. So that's a useful tool for me, and we'll be using that as well. So, yeah, I'd like to think I could, but sometime you've got to give a little bit to your better half, which Dawn keeps telling me, can we have a day out, or can we go do this? So it might be time for that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, I know how you feel on that one. Mark, look, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and well done for last night as well.
Thanks, Rob.
That is Mark Aston there, the Sheffield Eagles director of Rugby Live on BBC Radio. Sheffield